Hello and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the week ahead through the lens of astrology, with a view to supporting you through the crazy ups and downs and helping you make more confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, an associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show. And this episode is for the week beginning March 24th. This is the week that the Libra lunar eclipse officially kicks off the spring eclipse season. Bringing its theme of inevitability, it's now the time to repair some damage. This is the time to be efficient and uproot anything that's causing decay. And these repair efforts ultimately lead to supreme success. If you've been feeling something pending, something brewing, then this episode might help you make sense of it all. I'll forecast using the sun in your sign as the first house point of the chart, which is called the solar charting method. This is the basis of what is going on for you, and if you know your birth time, you can personalize this much more. The in-depth reading isn't for everyone. It's best for you if you want to know dates and time frames, like a calendar of possibility, and the smaller reading is best if you are new to astrology and becoming familiar with what it can do for you. I'll link a couple of those reading options below if you're ready to stop being blindsided by change and you never want to miss out on an opportunity through being unprepared again, then those are for you. This week doesn't hold back in any way. And before jumping in, the whole concept of planets making you do something or behave a certain way isn't at all what astrology is about. It's more like the way you look at the environment of a plant when assessing its needs because it's growing like a beast and you want to replicate that. Or it's looking sad, deficient, and you want to remedy that. With astrology, it's just the act of looking at the environment far, far, far beyond our atmosphere. And when it gets to that kind of dimension, you're looking at cycles of time, much more extensive and enduring than day and night, or the seasons that develop across weeks and months. So it's often that you'll find astrology when you've transcended the basics of day in, day out, everyday life. So if you found astrology, you're likely catching on to the fact that there's maybe a little bit more going on beneath the surface. And as with anything, mastery is about learning patterns. You know the rumble of hunger in your belly indicates the need for food. You've experienced that pattern. You know that most likely you need to brush your teeth of morning breath after the cycles have shown you that this is a pretty fixed occurrence. I mean, you don't have to, but the repetition of having morning breath shows you that you should do it. And if you don't, you could suffer a few undesirable consequences. And I appreciate that that is a weird example, but I hope it puts my point across that learning patterns of general life through astrology, plus your personal life too, offers benefits that nobody really talks about. Because as humans, we've lost our connection to the unseen, thanks to this very materially evolving world. This show is here to hopefully help you participate in both. So Sunday with Venus in Pisces, sextile Jupiter in Taurus is a gentle aspect before the big intense eclipse. A sextile aspect is a distance between two planets of 60 degrees. Or broken down, it's just that these planets are 1/6 of a circle apart. They're two signs away from each other because the wheel is 12 signs in total. So 1/6 of 12 is 2. The sextile aspect is conducive to positive, favorable stimulation. However, it does not flow automatically. The symbolism represented by the two planets in the signs that they're in very much work well together if you are willing to go with that specific style of flow. I'll be releasing a link to an article on aspects if you're ready to take steps towards learning this practice yourself. But for now, the symbolism of Venus being attraction, love, beauty, money, resources, and harmony, and specifically Venus in Pisces is a very dreamy, idealistic presentation of those. Plus the symbolism of Jupiter being optimism, luck, expansion, exaggeration, adventure, and justice, specifically Jupiter in Taurus being making your own luck and growing your resources. These two, together in a happy sextile, is an offering of developing financial stability, in a very ideal way, or becoming more beautiful, or finding the perfect love. However this shows up, to claim it, you must embrace personal growth and avoid excesses in any kind of indulgent way. In making sure that you're in line with those things, this behavior then supports your financial endeavors and it increases your ability to receive and manifest whatever it is that will comfortably, happily, beautifully support you as you progress. On Monday the 25th, the lunar eclipse. There is a full episode on this. I'll link that below because it needs its own space on the podcast. For the purpose of this week's horoscope reading, though, I will look at the theme, which is an emotional eruption leading to personal freedom. Because something has gotten so rotten, so out of control, it's been left unchecked and is causing some issues, and it requires disentanglement from influences that are not positive in order to get better and improve. This is a restorative point, and repairing a situation that's gone bad is a gradual process. And it's said that 3 days before and 3 days after this eclipse are the most significant points of this degree. So with a little reflection, on Friday, March 22nd, what was revealed to you on that day? Particularly, what was revealed to you that is currently not up to par? Something that's a little bit substandard. And yes, the feeling and sensation of this is unpleasant, but any eclipse in Libra, which is a benefic sign, is generally positive. So it's not this catastrophic, unfathomable matter completely lost with no potential for being fixed. It's just going to take some effort to work on what's been spoiled. What has been destroyed can be saved. But huge, massive, enormous, gigantic, monumental efforts will be required. So it's not for the weak. You can't cure something really until you diagnose the problem. So you have to get deep in there. And it's the follow through and the follow up that matters. You cannot half-heart this because you'll lose everything. So Friday 22nd of March alluded to what Monday the 25th emotionally brings to the surface. And then 3 days later, the degree suggests that more information will develop. Where the eclipse impacts each sign will be detailed in the individual horoscopes. So the next prominent transit of this week, interestingly, happens 3 days after the eclipse. There is a lot of moon transits in between, so there's going to be a lot of feelings flying around. But the next strong development on Thursday the 28th, with Venus in Pisces, sextile Uranus in Taurus, is inspirational. It's a renovation of everything after the eclipse and its blow up or its blow out. And it's vital to keep an open mind with the relationships and values and money, those main three things. And in doing so, new options show up to be considered. This is the configuration of a pleasant surprise. It's some excitement. So be mindful of things that appear as coincidences. They are more likely to be signs that you're supposed to heed. If life starts to work outside of your usual routine a little bit more, then follow it. There's still instability, but it's quite possibly leading you somewhere stable, so long as you're not full of very specific expectations of what needs to be next, and you're essentially open to suggestions to show up, hinting at what the correct next step is, then this is not likely to be a problem. Each horoscope is timestamped below for your convenience. This week for Aries is an excellent time for travel or a trip of some kind. If you're going somewhere, it's likely to be quite pleasant. In general, things seem to be in order. The eclipse is happening in your opposite sign, which could be a moment of truce between you and others. If there's been this long-standing conflict, then it might be that it's gone on way too long, and upcoming life changes that you're about to make, these big directional shifts, where your whole life pivots from what it is now, where you choose a new path, might mean making amends with whoever there's some underlying issues with, or maybe it means cutting them out for good. The idea is that on Friday 22nd, you maybe came to the emotional realization that this is a situation needing to be fixed, and Monday or Tuesday is when the next step of that may show offerings of that beginning to happen. Thursday's Venus in Pisces, sextile Uranus in Taurus shows change in income, or change in your job. Fluctuations in the money coming in is the general theme, and it is possible that you receive a windfall, some help, some support, or an idea at least, an offering of how to improve your material standing. With your values changing so rapidly, you may be concentrating on building a different type of wealth, which requires a different approach. And this new approach may become much more clear when the April solar eclipse in your sign arrives. To get more from your horoscope, you can listen to your Earth sign, which is the sign opposite yours. It's the sign that Earth was in when you were born. Your Earth sign is Libra, and it gives details on the material developments. And then this soul sign, which is the sign 3 months before you were born, it's said to be the soul's birth, because your soul obviously chose its life before you made your entrance. And this is when your life path gets confirmed beforehand. Your soul sign is Capricorn. And then the most event-aligned reading is your rising sign. It's the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to plug in your information and find out. This week for Taurus is comfort with your own growth. Something you've already made headway with is quite a proud moment. Maybe you've got better with money, maybe you've improved your health, or maybe you've made a big leap in a romantic area that makes you feel happier. Bear in mind, making a clean break from a relationship that wasn't working can be as relieving as making a stronger commitment to one that is. So whichever way this fits your current situation, it's a sign that things are working towards the best direction for you. The Libra lunar eclipse brings some substantial developments that maybe started to poke through back on Friday 22nd of March a couple days ago. This could be anything from a situation to do with health routines, digestion, diet, or changing your routine, maybe through a change in the workplace. And this will become much more solid and strong when the Aries eclipse comes to kind of apply its final stamp of approval, which happens on April the 8th. But until then, on Thursday, you get this moment of affirmation from a situation, like a thumbs up from the universe, when you find yourself with new friends that fit the new you that is blossoming into place. And life becomes more rewarding after a very emotional upheaval. To get more from your horoscope, you can listen to your Earth sign, which is the sign opposite yours. It's the sign Earth was in when you were born. Your Earth sign is Scorpio, and it gives details on the material developments. And then the soul sign, which is 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when the soul's birth happened, because your soul obviously chose its life before you made your entrance. This is when your life path gets confirmed beforehand. Your soul sign is Aquarius. And then the most event-aligned reading is for your rising sign. This is the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to plug in your information and find out. This week for Gemini is a good time for getting serious about a business or partnership. Or maybe it's some serious paperwork that requires attention. Trust the process and handle these matters, which is easier done on Sunday or Monday. So if there are these looming things, these changes that need to be made, commitments strengthened, or showing someone that you're serious about something in order to be taken seriously yourself, don't hold back, don't wait, get going on Sunday or Monday. The time is now to make plans that prove you are who you say you are, and that you're going to do the big things that you say you're going to do. A lot of seriousness starts off your week. And then the Libra lunar eclipse is this emotional boost of creative energy to get to work on a very important project. So it feels like Sunday and Monday is pulling your socks up and stopping a situation from decaying by doing something different. This hints at changing how you spend your spare time. The old saying, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always have what you've already got, is quite relevant here. You shouldn't be so focused on fun and games. You should be focused on what I'm going to label as grown-up activities, which just means things that have practical outcome, not things for fun and pleasure. And while that might sound boring to your inner child, an emotional situation from Friday, 22nd of March, something a little bit crazy, should have reminded you that you're not quite where you want to be, and only you can change that. Thursday could be some quick gratification from hard work. If you do get your head down and organise your activities and focus on a big goal, then as soon as Thursday you might find some really fast progress. I cannot stress enough now how neglecting things that you know you should be doing is super, super damaging and can literally rot your experience. Whereas a little bit of effort, just a little bit, a preference for choosing work over play for the next few weeks will heal everything, and better yet, it could offer you more than you've ever had. If single, you may find someone exciting appearing on the scene. And if in a relationship, be cautious that you don't do anything unfair or secretive that you wouldn't want done to you behind your back. To get more from your horoscope, you can listen to your Earth sign, which is the sign opposite yours. It's the sign Earth was in when you were born. Your Earth sign is Sagittarius, and it gives you more details on the material developments. And then the soul sign, which is 3 months before you were born. This is said to be the soul's birth, because your soul obviously chose its life before you made your entrance. And this is when your life path gets confirmed. Your soul sign is Pisces. And then the most event aligned reading is for your rising sign. This is known as the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below, plug in your information and find out. This week for Cancer, if you have been sick or worried or stressed or just down, this could be the week that things begin to improve. If you've had a rough time of wellness matters, then positive progress in your health might be the most welcoming thing now. This also looks at work dynamics, and things in that realm may become more enjoyable, more pleasant, more full of opportunity. You meet people through an expanding network, either meeting them through your kind of existing work efforts and receiving support and praise, or you meet new people who help you direct your current professional goals in an adjusted yet very positive way. The Libra lunar eclipse is the most clearing out energy for you. There are some matters to handle within your private life, your home, your family, your parents, or your general past. Maybe something coming back from the past, or you need to shut off a current situation and make it part of your past because it's too rotten or it's too bad. And Friday, March 22nd, a couple days ago, may have been a stirring to your emotional center, which is another push towards clearing out the old and welcoming new energies into your personal realm. Make a little more effort this week with taking care of yourself, nourishing, nurturing, cooking, and feeding you with literal food or philosophical care and wisdom, the way that you usually dish that care and love out to others. The eclipse is stirring up triggers from childhood for the purpose of morphing you into your next level of adulting. Thursday could be a very valuable stepping stone along this windy path that you're on. With invitations that come on Thursday, don't just brush them off. Carefully consider what it is you're being offered. Something that's on the table, something that's extended to you towards the weekend, has the potential to help you further your professional life. And as a result, everything old or anything holding you back fades away for a while. To get more out of your horoscope, you can listen to your earth sign, which is the sign opposite yours. It's a sign earth was in when you were born. Your earth sign is Capricorn, and it gives more details on the material developments. And then the soul sign, which is 3 months before you were born. This is said to be the soul's birth, because your soul obviously chose its life before you made your entrance. This is when your life path is confirmed. Your soul sign is Aries. And then the most event-aligned reading, which is for your rising sign, is known as the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to plug in your information and find out. This week for Leo, love relationships, or maybe even just all relationships, become important. This might be meeting someone new and being cautious about them. Or maybe it's reconnecting with somebody from the past, and equally so having your wits about you before getting kind of carried away reuniting. In general, the new stuff is probably better than cycling around the old, even if this doesn't show up as a strictly romantic thing. This could be new investments, it could be new projects and similar, or the new arrival of something quite significant in your life. The Libra lunar eclipse might be something to do with a car, a computer, or another type of machine. It could be as simple as something like this breaking and getting a new one. There is decay as a theme here, so don't try and salvage anything that's on its last legs. You may not even be able to anyway. The eclipse could also coincide with a lot of paperwork that you need to handle. In the idea of decay, it could be divorce or separation papers. Or if you're saving this rotten situation, maybe it's a promise or commitment for someone, you or the other, to be and to do better. Thursday onwards brings a little bit of glamour into your experience, some kind of development that feels special and exciting as you complete a course or you finish something significant, which opens space and leads into the next step of your experience, suggesting a little popularity boost and a new direction for you to go professionally. To get more out of your horoscope, listen to your earth sign, which is the sign opposite yours. It's the sign that earth was in when you were born. Your earth sign is Aquarius, and it gives detail on the material developments. And then the soul sign, which is 3 months before you were born. This is said to be the soul's birth, because your soul obviously chose its life before you made your entrance. This is when your life path gets confirmed and your soul sign is Taurus. And the most event-aligned reading is for your rising sign. It's known as the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below, plug in your information and find out. This week for Virgo, you might want to stay at home more. You could crave coziness and just prefer the company of familiar faces. Or if it's not getting cozy and embracing a sleepy energy, it could be this little drive to redecorate or shift things around in your living space. This could also be a time of you feeling more sentimental than usual, especially about the past. The Libra lunar eclipse brings attention to your skills, your possessions, your income, your earning potential, and even your health through the avenue of food, particularly when it comes to health. But really what I'm seeing is that there may somehow be an emphasis on money and the value of what you have and how you spend it. It could be something to do with selling things you don't need, or the value of your skills and what they're worth, where they are currently being used, versus where you could be paid or valued more elsewhere. It could also be to do with developing your self-worth, your own inner value, finding out what you personally value most and seeing where that's being ignored or overlooked. Thursday is a moment of excitement, which might present as an opportunity for travel, maybe a friend visiting you or you visiting them. But something fun could develop to bring you out of your comfortable space. To get more out of your horoscope, listen to your earth sign, which is the sign opposite yours, the sign earth was in when you were born. Your earth sign is Pisces, and it gives detail on the material developments. And then there's the soul sign, which is 3 months before you were born. It's said to be the soul's birth. Because your soul obviously chose its life before you made your entrance, this is when your life path gets confirmed beforehand, and your soul sign is Gemini. And the most event-aligned reading is for your rising sign. It's known as the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below, plug in your information, and find out. This week for Libra starts off looking at how friendly your environment is. It's either super friendly, absolutely love it, wonderfully pleasant, or maybe you miss an old time when things were much more happy and enjoyable than they are now. And this might point to areas of your work where your work environment is either an improvement or a level down from the fun and enjoyment you had in the past. And maybe you reminisce over thinking things to get that feeling back somehow. The lunar eclipse is obviously big for you. It's in your sign. This is about you as a leader and a pioneer of your own experience. Has it happened somehow that you're no longer running your own show? Has someone else got hold of the reins and is calling the shots? If so, how do you work it to put yourself back in the driver's seat of your experience? It can happen, and it will happen. It just takes realization of where you have surrendered yourself too much first. This could also be to do with developing a personal business, a brand, a website, printing your cards, or changing your physical image with a new haircut or a new wardrobe. Maybe going as far as joining the gym and working on your physical body, strength, and health. Thursday indicates an opportunity to rid yourself of debt more quickly than expected. Something positive just almost fizzes up, and you don't need to know where from or how it arrives. It's just best if you are prepared to take any kind of plunge or accept a situation that shows up on that day, on Thursday. And then when it does come to the surface, before you overthink it away, check in and realize that this new work shift, or any shift, is for your overall benefit. To get more from your horoscope, you can listen to your earth sign, which is the sign opposite yours, the sign that earth was in when you were born. Your earth sign is Aries, and it gives detail on the material developments. And then there's the soul sign, which is 3 months before you were born. It's said to be the soul's birth. Because your soul obviously chose its life before you made your entrance, this is when your life path is confirmed beforehand, and your soul sign is Cancer. And the most event-aligned reading is your rising sign. It's the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to plug in your information and find out. This week for Scorpio, your finances may go through a temporary boost, or perhaps you just get better at seeing the bigger picture more positively. This indicates some luck or an all-round favorable day, some enjoyment this week, some indulgence, or something pleasant and kind of ooh-la-la, maybe with a partner or some recreational fun with friends. This could be some naughty habits creeping in too. the Libra lunar eclipse this week might be a hangover, first and foremost. There is such a thing as too much fun, and if you do enjoy the odd cocktail, it's possible that this behaviour impacts you now more than ever. Interestingly, this eclipse highlights enemies, specifically hidden enemies, and that includes yourself, your own poor behaviours. Something that is considered a pitfall, or a little bit more than a bad habit, may be really obvious now, whether it's identified by yourself or brought to your attention by others. Not like an intervention, just the recollection of some situations over the past 6 months that either weren't you showing your best side, or were bad things being done to you that you glossed over and ignored and just kind of let happen, taking the punches. Your unconscious is more active now. Pay attention to dreams and intuition, recharge your batteries, get good sleep, and be careful of people who seem to undermine you, even if that includes yourself. Thursday comes back round to excitement. A stale life is no fun. And if things have been unexciting, then this is a period of changing that. Someone who cares about you deeply offers you some advice, some insight, or a perspective you never considered before on how to move forward having a different type of fun. And this opens up a lot of fresh, unique, new possibilities for letting your hair down. To get more from your horoscope, you can listen to your earth sign, which is the sign opposite yours. It's the sign earth was in when you were born. Your earth sign is Taurus, and it gives detail on the material developments. And then there is the soul sign, which is 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when the soul's birth happened, because your soul obviously chose its life before you made your entrance. This is when your life path is confirmed, and your soul sign is Leo. And the most event-aligned reading is your rising sign. It's called the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to plug in your information and find out. This week for Sagittarius could begin quite indulgent, eating food, relaxing too much, and not taking things seriously, even though you have errands and to-do lists sat there and waiting. It's not that you don't have the things to do, it's that they're easier to either do quickly, leaving you more free time, or they are easier to ignore. Or maybe you make a little extra cash for barely any extracurricular work, which feels nice. Or you get to genuinely relax if life happens to be full of fun and less pressures. While this should technically be a happy period, if it is not, switching it from difficult into enjoyable is done by making sure that things you're indulging in are positive and healthy. Of course, if you watch awful news for hours on end, it's going to feel heavy. If you indulge in gluttonous food and smoke and drink and fill your body with toxins, you will feel like a bag of crap. You literally get to choose what you consume in all ways. What you watch, what you hear, what you read, what you eat. So choose wisely. And make sure this week begins with pure optimism by feeding yourself only the best. The Libra lunar eclipse highlights matters to do with friendships and your general social circle, business and personal connections, and the kind of goals in your life that are more like big dreams. There's decay around achieving something that might need to be addressed. It's not an all hope is lost kind of situation. There is a turnaround point, but this might actually be the last turnaround point, but it's definitely there. You can definitely rescue failed attempts at going for your dreams if you get your act together now. A lot of positive uptick energy comes from picking the right kind of people and the right kind of activities to get involved in and to learn from. An emotional situation a few days ago on Friday may be enough to make you put all your efforts into creating your absolute perfect life. By Thursday, your schedules or duties may change at work. A fresh routine is actually welcome. There may be more harmony in the work situation or between co-workers, or just a pleasant development in general there somehow. A little surprise is a welcome surprise in your professional world, as it's possibly something that benefits you and everyone else in a way that you all deserve. To get more from your horoscope, listen to your earth sign, which is the sign opposite yours. It's the sign earth was in when you were born. Your earth sign is Gemini. And it gives detail on the material developments. And then there is a soul sign, which is 3 months before you were born. It's said to be the soul's birth. This is when your life path gets confirmed beforehand. And your soul sign is Virgo. And then the most event-aligned reading is your rising sign. It is known as the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below, plug in your information and find out. This week for Capricorn is a great time to catch up on some rest. You either have time to yourself, or you're able to make it so that you're not interrupted, and you can find yourself in a zen place with just your own thoughts, a book, something interesting to watch or read, or maybe there's someone cool for you to chat with without there being too much pressure, intensity or demands there, and it makes the week start off pleasantly. Hopefully this is the presentation and not the opposite, where somebody's putting pressure on you that you'd rather do without, but generally it should be a peaceful time. The Libra lunar eclipse and its act of something needing rescuing shows up in areas of your professional life. Maybe a specific concern with your career. There's the potential for big time recognition that you may need to adjust a few things in order to achieve. And maybe you haven't done so. Maybe there is a missed opportunity there or something coming up that you don't want to be a missed opportunity. If there's been a screw up, it'll be visible over the next couple of weeks. This could call for some reinforcement of rules in the workspace. If a situation has gone rogue or isn't operating how it was intended to, some gentle repair may be needed. By Thursday, some excitement puts a smile on your face. There may be a new personal or professional relationship formed. That's extremely exciting. Or if it's not connection-based, you may spend or donate money that works in this very karmic, speculate to accumulate kind of way. There's no such thing as spending too much when you know that it comes back around to you or when it is a worthy investment. So a little excessive outgoing this week may start the ball rolling on something that turns out to be one of the best investments you could make. To get more from your horoscope, listen to your earth sign, which is the sign opposite yours. It's the sign earth was in when you were born. Your earth sign is Cancer, and it gives detail on the material development. And then the soul sign, which is 3 months before you were born, it's said to be the soul's birth, because your soul obviously chose its life before you made your entrance. This is when your life path is confirmed and your soul sign is Libra. And the most event-aligned reading is for your rising sign. It's the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to plug in your information and find out. This week for Aquarius, it's the social connections that matter the most. Meeting with or chatting to people who can help you further or organize or expand your career goals seems to get you pretty pumped. A formal gathering might be meeting someone with a view to gaining employment or someone who introduces you to people who help you make progress professionally. The Libra lunar eclipse may indicate that decay has come from being somewhere that you don't fit in or somewhere you don't want to be. Or doing too much of the recreational stuff and not enough of the important dream-based stuff. You may be ready to leave a location behind in order to go for those dreams. And while it might not be completely clear the steps needed to be taken forward, you do know that you've pretty much outgrown the current status quo. And really it's time to actively pursue something new, which if you are active in doing so, not waiting around for it to come to you, the next 2 weeks might bring really quick, really desirable results where you suddenly have all the answers and the understanding that seems to be missing out at present. Thursday is an extra indication of how a change of residence might be the most appealing thing right now. You'll need somewhere that is more exciting, more fitting, that allows you more personal freedom to be yourself or to work on yourself. If you're not moving, if you're not looking for a new environment, then something as simple as interior decoration may be enough to scratch that itch. To get more from your horoscope, you can listen to your earth sign, which is the sign opposite yours. It's the sign earth was in when you were born. Your earth sign is Leo, and it gives detail on the material developments. And then the soul sign, which is 3 months before you were born, is said to be the soul's birth, because your soul obviously chose its life before you made your entrance. And this is when your life path gets confirmed beforehand. Your soul sign is Scorpio. And the most event-aligned reading is for your rising sign. It's the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to plug in your information and find out. This week for Pisces, the opportunity to make changes in your work world is something you should not gloss over. Maybe you need a raise. Maybe your work has been so good and so consistent that you deserve a raise. Maybe another job looks attractive. Or maybe it's time to expand within your current one. There is favorable energy here so long as you've been doing the right things in your work world. If things have been rough work-wise, it may be that you have no choice but to change it up in that space. The Libra lunar eclipse marks a bit of an emotional, intense time. There's someone else that's imperative in your process of healing. This isn't about going it alone. Something that maybe doesn't feel good, if it's your health, or doesn't feel right if it's a relationship, or it doesn't feel fair if it's to do with joint resources that you hold in connection with another. Whichever one of those it is needs to be addressed. There may be some past trauma that needs confronting and has played part in a connection deteriorating with somebody that you consider important to you. Maybe you need to close the door on an old chapter for good so that you don't lose connections with people who are valuable in the now. Thursday is you being kept so busy that you don't have time to think about things. There are positives and negatives to that. Of course, it's nice to not have to think about painful or challenging things, but ignoring it isn't going to work because in the next 2 weeks, this transforming need to change the way you perceive things from pessimist to optimist or from pain to healing is going to be forced right into your face in a way that you cannot get around. So yes, enjoy the busyness, but know that you are going to confront something like misaligned values or poor behaviors and treatment very, very soon. To get more out of your horoscope, you can listen to your earth sign, which is the sign opposite yours. It's the sign earth was in when you were born. Your earth sign is Virgo, and it gives details on the material developments. And then the soul sign, which is the sign 3 months before you were born. It's said to be the soul's birth. This is when your life path gets confirmed, and your soul sign is Sagittarius. And the most event-aligned reading is your rising sign. It's the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below, plug in your information and find out. That is it for this week's episode. Next up is the Libra eclipse episode, just going through the main themes of the lunar event and why it is so important to each sign. And also, don't forget the exclusive weekly medical astrology episode for the bonus content subscribers. Until next time, bye!